And joining us now on the phone is Nenana Police Chief Kevin Wilkinson as we try to get some more information on that shooting at the Nenana Walmart. And Chief, thanks again for joining us. Have you gotten any other information on what the motive might be behind the shooting?
No, more it's a matter of telling you what we think it is not than really being able to identify what it is. We have no indication that there's any kind of a robbery intent or a, you know, any kind of a personal gain sort of motive. So it most likely it has something to do with personal relations between these two coworkers. One, I'm not sure exactly what the extent was beyond coworker of their relationship, but that's what we continue to explore through interviews and further investigation.
Is this about, you know, going through all different employee interviews, interviewing family members, everything else like that when you're trying to determine what a motive is?
Yep, that's pretty much exactly it. We're talking first with those closest to her. You know, you start in that closest circle, those who would know her best, those that she would confide in and express her secrets to, her frustrations or, you know, the things that are bothering her, anything like that. And then we're expanding from there, and you go into wider circles and those who maybe just worked with her frequently and that kind of thing, and just trying to paint the fullest picture that we can.
Nenana Police Chief Kevin Wilkinson is nice enough to join us today to try to give us some more insight in that shooting yesterday at the Nenana Walmart. When you talk about the shooting, I mean, have you learned anything through your interviews, though? I mean, was there an argument or anything prior, or did she just suddenly open fire on her? Do you have any of those kind of details?
No, we don't for sure. What we have is video surveillance, and we've been reviewing, the video from inside of the store, and so we can see the incident where the two come together, and nobody else is in that part of the store, in the liquor store there, at that moment, and the video does not include any audio component. So we're just watching, and so you have to watch body language and that kind of a thing to try to understand what may have been going on at the time. But we haven't seen anything that's very obvious that, you know, where there's, you know, fist pounding on a table or finger pointing or pushing in the chest, nothing like that. So it's hard sometimes to know what the content of a conversation might have been. So we have what we have, and we try to figure it out as best we can.
So, Chief, what we know is that Justine Boyd allegedly shot Sharon Gofford while she was working in the liquor department over at Walmart in Nenana. Motive, obviously, we still don't know. Gofford, is she still in critical condition? That's the last that we had heard.
Yes, I didn't get any updates on any changes in her condition this morning, but in speaking with Dr. Georgian yesterday, that certainly is what would be expected, is that she's going to remain in critical condition for some time because her injuries are so extensive, and they have to, you know, they did the emergency operations at the beginning just in order to stop bleeding and save life, and then they go through and they do additional operations to try to take care of organs that have been damaged and different things like that. So he made it clear that it would be a long haul, and this isn't something like after a couple of days, you know, she would be doing much better.
Is one of the angles being explored, Chief, possible mental health issues for Justine Boyd, the alleged shooter?
That's certainly something that I have heard people discuss about that possibility, and that's part of the questions that we ask. I don't know what the pertinence of that is right now. It's too early to tell.
We are with Nenana Police Chief Kevin Wilkinson here on WTAQ. Heather, or is today were the day we're going to get any official charges for Justine Boyd?
I don't know that. I'm going to regurgitate some information I heard from another news source, and I was not aware of this. But rather than having a bond hearing late this week, the district attorney's office yesterday filed a probable cause statement to hold Justine over the weekend, and so her first official appearance then will be next week.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you again, Chief. We appreciate the insights and the update. Again, that is the latest on the workplace shooting at the Nenana Walmart that occurred Wednesday. Police say 46-year-old Justine Boyd remains jailed after allegedly shooting 56-year-old Sharon Gofford, who, as you heard the Chief say, is still in critical condition as far as he knows. So very interesting story, very kind of strange story as well. But as they continue with their investigation and interviews, hopefully we'll find out the motive for the shooting.
It's 7:52 with Mike and Matt. This story from Time.com. Sugar-sweetened beverages, they're one of the major culprits in the obesity epidemic, but sodas have also been connected to behavioral problems among teens. That link apparently extends to young kids as well now. Among children 5 years old, according to the latest research, those drinking more sugar-sweetened sodas showed increased aggression, withdrawal, and difficult paying attention than those drinking fewer or none of the sugary sweetened beverages.
That doesn't surprise me.
It shouldn't surprise anybody.
I mean, really, we had to have a study for that, I guess?
Just because we didn't have official research doesn't mean we didn't already assume that the sugary sweetened drinks were making little kids go crazy.
You could kind of see that by practical, having them drink a few more sodas and what their behavior's like.
Now, it's the first time that the effects of sugared beverages have been traced to behavior issues among children so young, but the findings mirror similar trends among adolescents. A 2011 study published in the journal Injury Prevention found that teens who drank more than 5 cans of soft drinks every week were significantly more likely to have carried a weapon and acted violently towards peers, family members, and dates. Another study from the same authors reported that high consumptions of soft drinks was associated with a range of aggressive or mood-related behaviors, from fighting, feeling sad, or hopelessness, to even being suicidal. In the latest study, published in the Journal of Pediatrics, parents reported that 43% of the 5-year-olds participating in the Fragile Families and Child Well-Being study drank at least one serving of soda every day, and 4% consumed 4 or more servings daily. 4% of the kids in this study were drinking 4 or more servings of soda or other sugary drinks a day? Yikes.
Yeah, I think maybe the parents need to moderate that a little bit. That's just incredible. And I know they're not always at home and things like that, but still, 4 servings of soda a day? That's unbelievable.
Well, you can say the parents aren't always at home, but they better be when their 5-year-old is still at home.
Well, we're talking like, that
this,
young. Huh?
This is what we're talking about with this particular information.
Then you've got them. I mean, how would you give a 5-year-old that much soda?
Parents reported that 43% of the 5-year-olds participating in the study drank at least one serving of soda every day, 4% consumed 4 or more servings daily. No wonder why we're a bunch of fatties.
Well, really?
My goodness. In order to evaluate the relationship between the sugar drinks and behavior problems, the researchers adjusted for several factors that can influence behavior, including their mother's depression, the child's diet. Even after this adjustment, the scientists found a significant relationship between more soda consumption and aggressive behaviors that included destroying other people's belongings, getting into fights, and physically attacking others. Because the caffeine and the sugar, it's got you amped up all the time.
I want to make sure I'm following. These are still 5-year-olds you're talking about here?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, we found all this stuff already in adolescents and teens.
Right. So
now we're looking at 5-year-olds.
And they're doing what you just said.
Yes.
Wow.
What makes soda drinking kids so unruly? Soft drinks are highly processed products containing carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, sodium benzoate, phosphoric or citric acid. It goes on and on and on. Any of which might affect behavior, the authors write. Although it's interesting, Coke just came out with a new advertising campaign for Diet Coke because they have aspartame in their diet soda drinks. And saying, no, there's no study that links this. There's no hard definitive answers that say
it's bad
for you.
Did they know this report was coming out?
Well, I don't know.
They must have.
Well, they would all, listen. Soda companies, I don't think, are assuming that 5-year-olds are drinking their products on a regular basis.
I don't know.
Right?
Well, that's why I said, that's why I'm shocked. I misunderstood you. I first said, no, you must be talking about teens. It can't be 5-year-olds.
It's not typical that a 5-year-old hops on his bike, goes down to the local convenience store, and says, I need a case of soda, guys. I need my weekly fix.
Wow.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, parents got to do a better job of regulating what their kids have.
Interesting study. It's posted at Time.com if you want to go check it out.